Give us a stick. 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 Thank you. Ready? Go on then. So I'm just sat on what we call the island, which is outside our house. It's a grassed area, about, 80 metres by about 30 metres. The number of elm trees, and what are they? Yeah, they're all elm. Been busy this morning. We're going away tonight until next Saturday. Come on. Stick. Come here. Stick. I can't reach that far. Bring it here, you clown. That's it. Ugh. And so, it's a bright day, high cloud, fluffy white clouds, really high. But I've been busy picking up prescriptions for kids, posting letters, delivering parcels to be returned to Amazon, and cutting the back garden grass. Which, although our back garden is tiny, is a hell of a task. Because the amount of, you know, garden furniture and kids' outdoor toys. And I think there's some very bored children there today, and certainly a very small one that has abandonment issues. And I'm actually not talking about mine. Not our children. But it gave me a chance to catch up on a few audiobooks. I hate the term, there is no time, or I haven't got time. I hate that. Because there's always time. You just have to manage it. And I hate that term as well. But it's true. And so, I had like something like 78 audiobooks to catch up on. And this is just from not many people, about 10 people. So, Ernie Ermander, if you're listening, thank you for making short audiobooks. But on the flip side, I was listening to Mac McColgan's audiobooks where he's... Mac, are you sat in a shed? You are. Out in the back garden when it was raining. And that Zoom H2N of yours, Mac, hopefully you are listening, it captures ambient sound so well. I know you can have a few seconds, but it captures the ambient sound so well. And I was cutting the grass there and had my Bose headphones on, which cut all the sound out. And so I'm in the zone for listening to audiobooks. And, oh, God almighty, if I was just sat listening to audiobooks and not doing anything else, I would have gone to sleep. Obviously wasn't boring, it was just so tranquil. And Mac reminds me of my dad. not in looks, fortunately. My dad's a short, fat bloke. But, I understand that, when he describes things to me, sometimes it's, I don't know if you're the same age, but he speaks it the same way, his thought process is the same, or your thought, the pair of your, big bumblebee, be gone, your thought processes must be the same, because he would describe something exactly the same way. And related to perhaps something in the past, or related to another experience. It's pretty quiet where I live now. Everybody's gone away for summer holidays, which is because some of the people around here where I live are just so bloody ignorant. We've got neighbours who just won't even say hello. They won't even, in fact, neighbour on one side of us won't, you know, if you look at them to, and you kind of, you're going to wave and you're going to say something, they look away. And there's no need for that. When we were walking up Snowdon, and walking up Snowdon's a different kettle of fish, I know, but different environment, but there were those people there who would say hello, good morning, good afternoon to you, or say something, pass the time, you know, as they're walking by, making a comment, an appropriate comment. But you come to a place like this, and people are very materialistic. I mean, I think people generally are materialistic. But they're over-materialistic. They've got to have a 50-inch telly. They've got to have a PlayStation. Richard's got to have a Zoom H2N and an Apogee mic for his iPhone. There are things that we want. There are things that we need. There are things that are going to enrich our lives, I suppose. But Molly and I have come out after she had a poo in the back garden after I cut the grass, which is easy to pick up, but I hate that. That's the one thing about being a dog owner I hate. It's not picking up a shizer, it's picking it up out your own back garden. I put a partition in the back garden, a fence, it's about a metre high, but and the back garden has sunk over, I don't know, 20 years of, I mean, the whole house is developing cracks all over it, but anyway, the back garden has sunk, and I'm at a bit of an issue with the fence that I've put in. I need to put a gate in, but I can't think of a way to stick a gate in without it, you know, things being a bit more complicated. You walk out the back door, you go down a step onto the path, but then the path to the garden at the back door site, at the back door end, is about a foot down. It's just ridiculous. And to think that that garden was a foot higher when they built that house. Awful. I hate living here. No, I don't live, hate living here. I hate living in that house. And unfortunately, I ain't going to be moving anytime soon. Oh, so, come up for some quiet, contemplative time. I've got to go to somebody's house in half an hour. They're having a night of furniture delivered, and she does so many favours for us. So I said, I'll wait in the house, in your house, for them, in readiness for them ringing and bringing this furniture. Anytime between 1 and 5. We leave at 7 tonight. I've got the car to strip. I'm going to wash it as well, because I hate dirty windows. I suppose I could just wash the windows. Really? Another aircraft, you can probably hear that. Oh, it's windy. And also a bit nippy when you've been pushing and pulling that lawnmower. Our lawnmower is pretty good, actually. It was quite cheap. Little Flymo thing, but it's on wheels. But the reason why I like it is because it hoovers up the grass. I say hoovers it up because it hoovers up everything. It leaves the garden looking awesome. We had a previous Flymo, you know, its original design. It hovered, a hover mower. And, you know, you've got then the other job. So you spend twice the amount of intended time in a garden cutting the grass and then blinking, hoovering it up or raking it up. But not now. Right. Okay, I'm going to get back in the house, I think. I've got stuff to do. half an hour before I have to go up to our friend's house. Anyway, the booze from this morning. Oh, as our neighbour's dog on the other side of the street just escaped again. I took it back yesterday, but I've got stuff to do. So I was just going to say thanks to Max Audio Booze. I got come on, think, Richard. Phil, how could I forget you, Phil? Phil Sorrell's one from this morning. Oh, for God's sake. And come on, Mum. Ernie's. Looks like Ernie's. Yeah. Take care.